closer. Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How about you?
Good.
I am good. I've had a long week. I've been on vacation, and it's only Wednesday. We record the show on Wednesdays, and it comes out on Saturday, but it's, I hit the microphone. But I've been on vacation, and the first 5 days of the vacation, Caitlin is working. So I've been doing daddy daycare every day. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds like fun.
It is. You got to get up early. He wakes up early and feed him. And play with them and do tummy time, all that fun dad and mommy stuff.
Sneak in the quick naps here and there.
Sneak in the quick naps. You sleep when he sleeps, I guess. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're younger and not in so much need of a nap, maybe you can handle it. I definitely need naps.
I took two naps this weekend.
Well, it must have been nice. I didn't take one over the weekend. Maybe I did Sunday. It all blurs together.
One, I had no choice. I got one of those, one of those big ass machangos or whatever, the drink where it's a huge margarita with the Corona sticking out of it.
Oh, okay.
And I just was hammered. I had no choice.
One, yeah.
No, I stumbled to the bed and went, I was knocked out. I was gone.
That's why you didn't make it to Dragon Con.
I advise anyone, if you want your $20 to go the max with drinking, just get one machango.
Where do you get a machango?
It's Frontera. I'm sure it's called something at every other chain restaurant.
Frontera is a Mexican place, right?
Mm-hmm. Ish.
Yeah. Or is it Tex-Mex?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably more Tex-Mex.
They have good chips.
There. Yeah, there's one in Norcross, I think I've been to once.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatevs. I will say, though, I'd had this cheesecake. It was a passion fruit something cheesecake that was
delicious sounding.
So good.
I've been eating like a pig lately, but I don't care. I don't care. I'm hungry. I'm going to eat with hunger. Huh?
I said I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Steph got a whole bunch of cookies for her birthday, and I think she was pissed off about it.
I was pissed off about it, Tim. I was pissed off about it.
It was horrible to have to dunk those cookies in that icing and then get more from your niece.
My sister.
Sister, okay.
She sent me these, I guess these crumble cookies are all the rage on the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So she sent me these crumble cookies, and they're these huge cookies, and then you bake them for 5 minutes. And then they become like these crispy, gooey, whatever. So then I took the Tiff's Treats frosting from your cookies.
Uh-huh.
And I spread that on the crumble cookie. And that's why I have like two new rolls on my back today.
Well, you remember last year I was on soda, this soda diet where I was just eating proteins and lean meats, vegetables, whatever. Yeah. And I lost all this weight. And then for my birthday, I got six of those peanut butter volcano cookies or whatever from the Detroit Cookie Company. And then it was done. It was over. November 4th.
This is what this is about? This was fucking reciprocity?
No, that was not reciprocity. I just remembered that. But cosmic thing. I don't know. No, there was no reciprocity. Just like, it's last minute, and I know that you like cookies, so I got you Tiff's Treats.
I've been on a bender for like about 2 weeks now. And about 3 weeks ago, my gym sent me a thing and said, oh, will you be our transformation person for October? Because you've been coming here for a few months, and you've lost like 20-something whatever pounds. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Sure. I feel great about myself. I'm about to send them an email and be like, maybe December. Get somebody else. Because I can't do it.
Well, we have faith in you, you know? Live your best life. Do what you want to do.
I can't. Not in these perilous times, Tim. I can't.
Well, you can do whatever you can in these perilous times. These times are very perilous. Speaking of which, and to transition away from food, Dragon Con was this previous weekend. We're going to eventually do some sort of recap and talk to some of the people that were there that we're friends with that we've had on the show before. I hope we can arrange that. I haven't really talked to anybody about it, but I had an idea that we would talk to some of our friends in that world. I know that Brian Silverbacks was down there, and I believe I saw Ming Chen. Was he there, Jeff?
Yep, he was there.
Yeah, so let's see if we can round up some of those people and do a recap show. I went down 2 days and did a lot of the people watching. I sat around and took some photos. And we did get some photos posted to our social media, and those looked really, really cool, I thought. Buck Moore, he was dressed as Doctor Strange, and he got a lot of the really cool stuff. I did see a Doctor Who that had the robotic dog. I forget the name of the dog. What was his name?
K-9.
K-9, okay. Yeah, and he was dressed as Tom Baker, Doctor Who, right? I don't want to sound like an idiot.
The fourth Doctor?
Well, the one that had the dog, with the hat and the scarf, the one everybody, you know, likes from the old era the best. I think that's who it is. Wasn't it Tom Baker, the one everybody?
I don't know if he had the robotic dog, though.
Oh, okay. Well, he was dressed as the Tom Baker, and then there was the robotic dog. Maybe the robotic dog was more of an 80s. I'm not familiar with a lot of the old Doctor Who, just more of the modern thing. But anyway, we'll talk about that in the future. But it was strange to see so few people. I mean, there were still a lot of people. Don't get me wrong.
Nice.
It was nice. Yeah. We're
cap it at 42,000 every year.
Yeah.
They can't do that for money reasons, but
right.
It was real nice. It's not having to fight your way through throngs of thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, and it was cool to go into the Walk of Fame and see all the famous people. I really wanted to talk to the Land of the Lost gang, but there were always people in line, and I didn't feel like standing there waiting. They had, you know, you just went in and you went to your right, and you had to walk around. You couldn't double back. You couldn't meander back. If you made it all the way through and you wanted to go again, you had to go get back in line.
Yeah. Did you see Guillermo?
No, I did not see him. I saw a bunch of Battlestar Galactica people and Space Ghost, but he had a line too, and I didn't want to go interrupt him. Everybody had plexiglass in front of them, and most of the celebrities were masked up. And Edward James Olmos, especially, he had one of those K998 something, whatever they're called, NK.
So it could have just been anybody.
That you can tell by the pockmarks.
Oh.
No, I mean, that's how you identify him. He had a mask on, but, you know.
I was going to say, you tell by the way he stood and delivered, but yeah, pockmarks, that's the way to go. Yeah.
Guillermo hosted the costume contest. That was pretty cool.
Oh, you saw that?
He was like introducing all the people as they came out to have their cosplays judged.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Seems like a really nice guy. I wish we could talk to him. He'd be a good guest.
Hey, it was all over Insta. He had such a good time at Dragon Con.
Good, good. Well, we'll talk more about Dragon Con in the future in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully we can put together a little Radio Labyrinth Presents show. Speaking of which, Radio Labyrinth Presents this previous week wasn't a new interview. It was an old interview from 2017. I believe April of 2017. It was Jeff, Steph, and I, and Ira Malkin. And we were at the Punchline Comedy Club, and we spoke with Ron White and Doug Stanhope, which was a lot of fun. And it was pretty cool to be just sitting there chatting with them. And thank you for posting that. And there's no video, but you can, you know, put it on and listen, let it stream.
That was a surreal time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what was the name of the bird woman? I forget.
Bird Cloud.
Bird Cloud. There's a lot of interesting people in this interview that besides the two comedians that we spoke to. So check that out. During tonight's show, Jeff and I might be distracted. I don't know, Jeff, are you going to?
I'm just going to let it auto draft.
You let it auto draft. I'm going to pay a little bit of attention because I got some people I want. But fantasy football tonight going on. My brother's fantasy football league, the Craptastic League. Jeff and I have been in it for years and years. Last year was the first year he didn't do it.
Yeah, we didn't do it last year because of COVID.
Yeah. And this year he's put it together, and I want to try to field a team. OJ Simpson's been giving out real good advice on his Twitter feed.
He knows his football.
That's right. And you got to start your studs. You know, I was thinking, well, maybe I don't start so-and-so against the number one run defense. And then a friend of mine said, Juice, you played really good teams and you still, you know what I mean? So
did anybody watch the season 2 premiere of Creepshow?
Not yet.
They showed it on AMC. Kevin Dillon played like the asshole stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
and it was a kid growing up. I don't know. I guess it was maybe in the 70s or something. No, when was OJ a football player? In the 70s?
70s.
Yeah. Because the kid was like really into Dracula and the mummy and the werewolf and all that stuff.
Right.
When Kevin Dillon became the stepdad, he was like, you got to get into OJ Simpson, kid. Forget about these monsters.
Why can't you like both? I like monsters and OJ Simpson. I loved OJ Simpson when I was a kid. I thought he was the coolest guy ever. I wanted to hang out with him. I wanted to meet OJ and Reggie Jackson. Those are my two guys.
That Creepshow episode was pretty cool, though. The second part of it was like a Bob Ross kind of dude.
Oh, yeah.
And he was fighting against the Evil Dead dudes. What's his name? Sam Raimi's brother was on.
Hmm.
It was pretty good. You should check it out.
I don't get that channel.
It was on AMC.
So as far as football goes, kickoff was, since it's Saturday when this drops, Thursday, the 9th of September, you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who won the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, they're playing the Dallas Cowboys. On Sunday, all of our teams, I believe, my Buffalo Bills take on the Steelers. Stephanie, your Lions take on the 49ers. You have any hope for the Lions this year?
I mean, there's always hope.
It's always dashed,
but there's always hope.
There's always hope.
Can never let it go.
No longer there to drag you down.
I'm a Steel Town girl. That's all we got.
Yeah. Jeff, your Giants, they take on the Broncos. You got a lot of faith in your quarterback?
Yeah, Giants are underdog.
Well, that's why I'm starting Saquon Barkley, because look, you gotta go with your studs, and I don't like this pitch count thing. OJ's really fun to follow on Twitter if you can get past the fact that he's a double murderer. Dustin, are you a Falcons fan? I'm just assuming.
I'm not really a football fan at all.
But you would root for the Falcons, maybe?
I would probably root for the Titans, tell you the truth.
Tennessee Titans. Okay, your allegiance is to Tennessee.
Yeah, I guess. If I go college football, it's always the Vols. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, the Falcons, if anyone cares, they are playing the Eagles, and their rookie quarterback, what's his name, Jalen something? Can't remember his name. Last week I watched there's a big game Sunday night. The Georgia Bulldog game, as I like to call it, although one of them probably won't be starting. But Matt Stafford is now with the Rams, so he'll be starting. They're taking on the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears have Andy Dalton, but they also have Justin Fields, who is a Georgia graduate. And then Monday night in the Who Cares game, for me, the Raiders will be playing the Ravens. I don't care about either of those teams. So anyway, like I said, hopefully we don't get too distracted. You'll see it in the video. I'll be looking at the draft every now and then. I don't know what order I'm in. And
you can find the order anywhere. I was looking all over.
Yeah. But anyway, this is more important than the draft. So we'll see how that goes. What else is going on? I did watch Georgia's first game where they beat Clemson, and it was cool. And it just made me want to do Larry Munson, but we're on vacation, so I can't do Larry Munson on the air. At WSB, so I wanted to punish you guys with my Larry Munson.
I said, didn't I send you something where they were looking for a Larry Munson?
Looking for one? No.
I sent you something. I can't remember. My brain, I got Scott Bakula brain. It's Swiss cheese. I can't remember shit. But somebody was saying something about, I wish Larry Munson was still around and he could blah, blah, blah. And I sent it to you and you were just like, this was like a couple of weeks ago.
I don't remember, but I could take a hobnail boot and smash somebody over the head with it. I did watch the Georgia Bulldogs take on the Clemson, whatever they call themselves. Isn't it the Tigers? I don't know. I don't like college football now that I'm dead. But anyway, I will say this. There were lots and lots of people not wearing masks. I guess they missed Larry Munson more than they thought, because they'll be seeing me real soon.
Wasn't it outside?
Hell.
It's outside, though.
Well, still, don't you understand? Dr. Fauci says to wear your mask, maybe even 12.
You don't have to wear your mask if you're outside.
I trust science.
But we're peaking. It's peaked.
Atlanta mask mandates for inside.
I say wear your mask over your face, and if you're a girl, wear it over your vagina.
Those are called underwear.
No, wear a mask so I can get in there and pick them up after you take it off and savor it later. Yes, I can be very gross. And congratulations to Herschel Walker and his 10,000 personalities who are all running for the United States Senate seat in the great state of Georgia.
I thought they all had CTE. He'll fit right in.
I don't know that he has CTE. He says that he has multiple personalities. Scott, he wrote a book, and then there's some sort of, he pushed around some lady. I don't know, but he's running. I don't think he has a chance, but I just wanted to do Larry Munson and talk about the greatest running back Georgia's ever seen, Herschel Walker. Anyway, anything going on with you guys you want to talk about?
I had a bologna sandwich on a hot dog roll.
Really? You couldn't make it out to get bread?
No. Nope.
So you just
want to get rid of the hot dog rolls.
Yeah, you want to get rid of the hot dog roll.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Is it you get too many rolls to the amount of hot dogs in a pack, or is it you get too many hot or too many? I can't remember. What's the ratio? Like, how many rolls do you get?
You get 10 rolls and 8 hot dogs.
So you're always left with 2 hot dog rolls.
That's right. If you get cheap hot dogs. When I was a hot dog eater, I got Hebrew Nationals. You get 7. 7. You have less hot dogs than buns.
Right. How come you only get 7 in a Hebrew when you get 8 in like Oscar Mayer?
Because they're Jewish.
They're fancy. Sweet.
I like the potato ones, the Martin's potato rolls. Those are my favorite. And if you have extras, you can make a peanut butter and jelly hot dog roll.
Those are very soft.
They are soft, yes. Unless you leave it in your bread box for a couple of weeks and then it's hard. But you know what? You can put it in the microwave, a little thing of water next to it. It's nice and soft.
I like the split top. As opposed to the side?
I don't like the split top.
I hate the split top.
I don't either. Then you have to eat it like they do in the commercial with the hot dog on top. Ooh, and then, I don't know. And I also don't like celery salt. What are you talking about? Or whatever they put on it. I don't know. Don't give me the
celery salt. That's good.
Nah, I just want a hot dog. I just want mustard on it.
You don't like a Chicago dog?
No. That weird colored slaw they put on it.
Yeah, like, man.
Blue.
It's relish.
I know it's gross though.
Chili and relish and mustard. I mean, on the Chicago tomatoes, dog, you got tomatoes,
pickles.
Yeah, why not? Why not a pork chop and maybe some cheeseburgers on top? I don't know. I just like mustard. You know, I do like the chili sauce though. The stuff that's supposed to be meat, but it's been cooking since 1979.
Right.
So it's just this glop. That stuff's good. And if you really have a hard time going to the bathroom, you can get that and put it on your hot dog and you're good for about a week.
No, my granny, she made the most kick-ass chili, and she would make it for all of the high school and grade school, where they're trying to raise money for shit and you sell the chili dogs or whatever. And she would chip up that beef. It was so fine. Mm. Oh my God. And I mean, it was great. There was these huge stock pots full of chili. You just eat it with a spoon.
Chili dogs are the best. We had in the town where sort of Jeff and I used to hang out all the time, where my parents lived, my dad lived, Elmira, New York. We had cousins that owned one of those hot dog places, and it was by the newspaper office. Mm-hmm. And boy, they were good. You could buy tubs of the meat sauce and they would ship it around the country. It's a pretty tasty place. I forget what there was. The one inside of the Panosian's building was M&M Hots, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, I think so.
Near the really good sub shop. So many good places.
Did you guys ever have a Stewart's hot dogs?
Stewart's, no.
And that's like a drive-up place, and you get the root beer and the chili dogs.
Stewart's Yeah. Yes, I know what you're talking about. I can see the logo now. Yeah, root beer and hot dogs go together well.
Oh, that's why the A&Ws down here will never, ever touch the A&Ws of the north that shut down in the winter.
Right. They did.
Drive up, get that.
Well, down here, they got to attach them to a Long John Silver's or something.
Yeah.
Just to keep them in business.
Oh, and the Arthur Treacher's had the corn dog, right? Or the crunch pup. They had there was a hot dog on a stick and there was some sort of batter around
it. Yeah, it was deep fried.
Yeah, that was good.
Arthur Treacher's was so good.
Yeah, that fish was so crispy that you didn't even mind that you were eating fish.
It was so dark in there. It was like those little porthole windows and you were just like in the belly of a ship.
Yep. Arr. If you don't finish, we're going to take you down to the galley and rape you. That's what they always said to me at Arthur Treacher.
It was Arthur Reacher's.
Yeah, Arthur Reacher's. We're going to rape you. Finish your food, or we're going to take you down in Cornwall. If you don't like it, go to Lum's.
Lums went out of business.
I know Lums went out of business. There weren't very many of them to begin with, but
last one ever was in Bellevue, Nebraska, where I used to go all the time.
Really? I love that place. You guys ever hear of Lums?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. It was like an Applebee's before there was an Applebee's.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Friendly's
kind of thing. When you were a kid, you got this placemat with, I think, a circus in the perforation. So you would push out the little things and you could make little dolls and make your own little activity thing. That's to distract you from how terrible the food was.
Sounds like Big Boy, like Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess in a way. I guess every restaurant had stuff for kids back then. Now you get crayons and you can write all over everything.
I was going to ask, in Michigan, we're big Miracle Whip people.
Oh.
Yeah, only till I met Neil whenever he was like, what is this fucking Satan's sperm? What is this?
Exactly. It is Satan's sperm.
And I didn't get it. And, and then when I got onto the mayonnaise tip, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, this is way better than Miracle Whip.
Oh, yeah.
I'll eat Miracle Whip on like a leftover turkey sandwich, but that's it.
Nah, like gotta have
it. After Thanksgiving, I prefer like a real... like a Duke's or something like that.
Duke's is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll eat Miracle Whip on a leftover turkey sandwich.
Oh, not me. That's what they used to say. When we were in high school and we would have sub day. You get the horrible, whatever. It was like Jeff's bologna sandwich, but they called it a sub. And they had a big like bowl with a spoon in it. You'd like everybody communal bowl and you glop it out. And I always thought it was mayonnaise, and I was get pissed because it didn't taste like mayonnaise. And finally, I said, what is this? They said, it's salad dressing.
Ew.
Which is what Miracle Whip is called, salad dressing.
Yeah.
And so it's Miracle Whip. I said, why can't you cough up an extra 50 cents and get mayonnaise? I don't know. I was a douche. But mayonnaise, I'm a Hellman's guy. I can't deviate from that very much. Maybe Kraft.
You haven't tried Duke's yet.
I have tried
Duke's. Is the shit.
I've eaten Duke's out of the thing. I squirted it in my mouth.
You make a good point, though. Have you ever seen a salad dressed with Miracle Whip?
No.
No.
I have.
I wouldn't actually call it a salad. That's most of those people that put a piece of lettuce and then they'll put a dollop on it and then hand it to you and that's it.
Ew,
give me a garden salad with that. What kind of dressing would you like? Miracle Whip.
If you hand me a lettuce cup with Miracle Whip in it, I'm gonna assume I'm in like a prison somewhere.
I was in this restaurant in Minnesota. There was like no good restaurants anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to this place and they're like, you gotta have the pizza. So we ordered their pizza and it was like one of those kits, the Chef Boyardee pizza kit, off the shelf in the middle.
Nasty.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if you make it at home, I've had worse. But yeah, if you're buying it out in public, I'd be mad.
Yeah, we were pretty mad. But and also the salad was dressed with Miracle Whip.
Oh my God. What'd they do? Just heat it up and pour it over it?
It was terrible.
All right. Well, I don't know. Did we get to anybody? Dustin, I forgot. Whoa.
The only thing that happened to me lately, let's see. We got a new Keurig.
Oh.
We finally 10 years of running a Keurig. A new one runs like a brand new car. Because those things fall apart. But yeah, we got the fancy one with the frother on the side.
Oh, nice.
So
you
got
to get the Starbucks creme brulee.
Okay, cool. That's we're trying to find some new things to try.
That's
with
a good
it,
one.
So. But yeah, I'm about coffeed. Out. You get a new one and you want to just try it constantly and then you realize, oh yeah, this stuff's got caffeine in it. So
we got one of those things that make with the espresso pods a couple of years ago and we got real wild with it and then we both had like ulcers within like 6 weeks and we had to put it up in the cabinet. We both almost died.
We got to cut back. But that's about the biggest excitement around the house.
Steph?
Oh no, I had to leave work today to come home and do my walkthrough on the guest bathroom. And that's where they go through, measure everything and tell you that it's going to be like $1,000 more.
Uh-huh.
And that's the walkthrough. And it takes about 2 hours and then you go back to work.
Fun. It makes me think of that sketch that on I Think You Should Leave. Has this ever happened to you where the two guys come into his house and just bully the shit out of him, the plumber?
That's what it felt like. She was like, yeah. did she did you want this wall like smooth? Because she didn't put that in here. I'm like, yeah, I want the wall. Why would we want the other wall smooth, but just not that one? Okay, well, we're going to put that on there. I don't understand how that's not included, but okay.
Oh, well, welcome to our world.
We want this one warped looking and the other smooth because nobody's going to look at this one wall. Forget about that.
That's your accent wall.
That's your accent wall. We don't want that on down.
And we already nixed getting rid of the stupid ass popcorn ceiling. I mean, I wanted it smoothed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much that costs?
A lot.
A lot. Because they got to soak it in water and just let it all drop and fall off. And I asked the lady, why the frig did anybody ever do this shit? I mean, it's horrible. You know what? Once a year, I got to put a t-shirt on a broom, get on a chair, swat all the dust off of it. There's chunks of it everywhere. I absolutely despise it. And she said, because it was super cheap back then.
Yep.
And you just walk into a room and they just blast it on the ceiling.
Every place I lived in Atlanta when I first moved here had that ceiling. You know, every apartment I lived in had the popcorn. Disgusting. And you know what? When you smoke inside, it's very gross.
Oh, I can't imagine, man.
No. On that lovely note, we will take a little break and we'll come back and do some news and shit. Atlanta Pizza in Euro in Conyers, Georgia. Did I say that right? Conyers, Georgia?
Yeah. Oh, it's Conyers.
Yeah, it's Conyers. Oh, that's Dustin. That's what you call home. That's where you call. And home is where you hang your pizza. You seem a little bit tired, but you know, that pizza will revive me. I plan on going out there very, very shortly. And you should go out there if you live in the Atlanta area. And even if you don't, if you live in like Alaska, you should order one. Maybe I'll ship it to you. It is our favorite family-owned and operated restaurant. And they have so many fans in the metro Atlanta area and all around the globe. People come all the way from Pennsylvania to eat there. Their gyros, generously topped pizzas, Greek salads, subs, Greek and Italian dishes are the best anywhere around. Just ask their loyal customers the next time you visit. By the way, they have free Wi-Fi if you want to check your AMC stock while you're in there. Dine in and take out available. Hours are Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday from 12 to 9. Closed on Sundays. You can visit them online at atlantapizzaeuro.com and find them on Facebook where you can get specials and updated information about events and things that are going on out there. Mike Hall is a class act dude. We love him. And we've done a couple live shows out there. We did our last appearance out there, our end of the COVID, hopefully, get together. And we look forward to sometime in the fall, late summer, early fall, doing a full live recorded show out there. Maybe around Dragon Con time if we can work it out. So
I wanted to bring out his new fancy food truck.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Out into a field.
His food truck is going to be on the road soon and hopefully somewhere near us.
Yeah, maybe we could do it in my backyard.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it in my house. I didn't say that out loud, did I? No, so guys, check it out. Atlanta Pizza in Euro. We are back and we're going to talk about some of the latest news and shit. Jumping on to who died, we have to say rest in peace to Michael K. Williams. Man, nobody saw that coming, did they?
No, I didn't realize he had such a bad drug problem.
I didn't know that either. I saw one story about 50 Cent dunking on him on social media and then everybody on Twitter just destroyed 50 Cent.
Oh, he didn't care though. You can't cancel 50. You got to care to get canceled. He didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
No. Pity, but it's a terrible loss, man, because he is or was an incredible actor. Every single thing he was in, he took over, or especially if he was in the scene, he was just that dynamic. And I really think it sucks, and I feel terrible for his friends and family. You know, the first time I ever saw him, he was Ray Ray in the season 3 finale of The Sopranos. Remember Jackie Aprile Jr. You know, they robbed the poker game and then Jackie shots a couple of people and he had to go into hiding. And of course, Tony wanted Ralphie to kill him. So he stays at this apartment complex in Booton and or whatever it's called. But that's where I first saw him. And he was just in a very short episode of The Sopranos and he made a mark. And then the next time I saw him, of course, was Omar in The Wire. And he was also Chalky White. Was that his name?
Yeah, Boardwalk Empire. Yeah,
Boardwalk Empire. Yeah. And he's been in a ton of things, but those are the three roles that really, you know, they're the ones that get me the most, you know. Just sucks. I wish things like that didn't happen. But what can you do? I mean, earlier in the week, there's a comedian, female comedian, who was hanging out with some people, and they were all doing coke, and they all, three of them, I think, died, right? Two or three people died, and she survived, or something's fucked up with her in a
home. Yeah, three people. One of the comics, what is his name? Faquan Johnson? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
That's awful. That's terrible.
So somebody's spiking the drugs with fentanyl.
Yeah, I got another dealer, I guess, or somebody's fucking with people. It's just crazy. Anyway.
I saw like a picture of a lethal dose of fentanyl beside of a penny, and it's just like a speck. The penny is 20 times the size of the speck of fentanyl that it would take to kill your ass.
In happier news, Reservation Dogs has been renewed for season 2. This season's great.
Only two episodes left.
Yep.
I really enjoyed it.
I did too. I liked the last couple episodes too. The one of the uncle was a great episode. The uncle who dug up the weed and tried to sell it.
Yeah.
He reminded me of Burt Young, so I was calling him Burt Younger Bear. He was great, but he did. He reminded me of like a Native American Burt Young.
Yeah, kind of.
But and then that real tender episode, the most recent one where they're out hunting and they're remembering the brother, you know, it's a real good show. It's a great show. It's absolutely amazing show. And I hope it wins Emmys and stays on TV for quite a while.
That Bigfoot was creepy looking.
Yeah, it was. And I love the deer lady, the deer woman, the deer spirit.
That's Tannis. Did you notice that, Dustin? Are you watching Reservation Dogs?
Yeah, I saw that she was on there. That's funny because that's what we were comparing it to. Earlier was the reservation talk on Letterkenny, you know, real, being real similar, and then she pops up.
Yep.
Everybody's a shit ass. I mean, that's a Michigan thing too. I mean, I've always heard that when I was growing up, is somebody's a shit ass.
Shit ass. There is another season coming out for What We Do in the Shadows, which premiered last week, and both of those episodes were hilarious. What did you guys think?
I like the second one better than the first one.
Me too.
I only saw the first one.
Okay. Well, we won't spoil anything, but I'm enjoying the show. And Jeff, did you want to throw something in?
I just said that a lot of people are saying they weren't as funny as usual, but they had a lot of plot they had to get out of the way.
Yeah.
At least in the first episode, because if you remember at the end of last season, they killed the entire Vampiric Council.
Right.
Gizmo killed everybody.
Yeah.
So they were going to be in a huge shit ton of trouble once this season started. So they had to kind of take care of that whole business so they could get on with the rest of the season. So, and starting in episode 2, it started being real funny again, I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was too. And you're right. They do have the plot to set. And did you guys watch After the Shadows?
Yeah,
I didn't.
I watched both of them. I thought they were good. He's likable. He's funny. He's a cool dude.
I'll try it. Since you said it's good.
I think I watched one of them.
Yeah, they play games. It's not just a, hey, what do you think of the episode? You know, they're having fun. He's having fun, and the guests are having fun. Christian Schall's in the first one, which I like. I love that character she plays.
Talking about her accent.
Uh-huh.
How she couldn't. Yeah, she was like, she got around it by like being, oh, yeah, well, vampires are ageless and they travel all over the place, so accents can slip.
Right.
Like, yeah, okay.
That's pretty smart. See, Bob Odenkirk is returning to Better Call Saul. He's back at work. He was tweeting about it. You could see him in the social media getting his makeup done. So everything seems to be okay. Did we talk about it last week or did you bring it up?
Just said because David Cross tweeted that his friend almost died and he posted a picture of him visiting with him. And I wasn't aware that he had almost died. I knew that he had a heart attack, but I didn't know it was that serious. But it's good that he's back now. After 6 weeks later, he's back at work.
Yeah. You guys have any thoughts about what season 6 is going to do, especially with Gene? Where do you think he'll be?
You mean like, is it going to start off with him at the mall?
Yeah. What do you think? What are some of your ideas? I mean, I forget where we wound up at the end of season 5. I forget what happened. I just don't remember the ending. I'm going to rewatch it soon, but
Kim is gone by the time we see him in Breaking Bad.
Right.
So sometime in between, I mean, I'm assuming the next season is going to be how we lose Kim. Is she going to die?
Mm-hmm.
or do they just break up, or what happens? So I don't know. I hope she doesn't die.
Yeah, everybody does.
I'm not really sure what is going to happen, but it seems like she, ever since she's come on board with Jimmy, you know, she's all in now.
Right.
With the craziness. I don't know. That's why I feel like maybe she probably is going to get killed.
Well, let's hope not. Maybe my hope is that she's living with him while he's Gene and she has a pseudonym also, but maybe, or that they're going to get back together. I don't know. I want a happy ending, but we'll see. Probably not. Anyway, Dustin, did you see Shang-Chi?
I didn't get a chance to get to the theater to see it, but it is supposed to be pushing in the next 28 days to Disney.
Well, good news for people who enjoy going to the movies and root for the movies. Hang on, I'm going to draft DeAndre Hopkins. Shouldn't have, but okay, whatever. I'm going to have a horrible draft. I may just leave it alone. Yeah, I mean, big crowds went out to the movies. So it was, they surpassed 2019 levels at AMC for the first time since, you know, in 2 years, since the pandemic started. And because they had such great success just making it exclusive to theaters, Venom is going to be coming out earlier. Sony has pushed up the date, so that'll be released in theaters too. My problem with Venom is the Venom sequel, by the way, is called Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I don't like the idea of Venom and Carnage having a movie and not existing in the MCU or being in the Spider-Man universe, because they are created by the Spider-Man comic book. I tried to watch the first Venom movie and it was terrible. So I didn't enjoy it, but you know, did you guys watch it?
It was awful. Yeah. I hated it.
I liked it more for the special effect, just to see a good looking Venom. It was more of a show for that to me than the actual plot. Tom Hardy's a great actor, but that role is not a role for a great actor.
No, it is
an action role.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, need charisma and a sense of humor. And I don't think Tom Hardy has very little of both.
Yeah, I agree. I really want to see Shang-Chi. A lot of people were hoping that it would fail and flop, and I don't know why, but it looks really good. And with all the critics saying that it's great, I may even go to the theater and see it. I don't know, though. I'm still scared. Not scared, but
it is getting rave reviews, and especially mine and Jeff's girl Awkwafina. They've said that she is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
She should be in every Marvel movie, is what I've been hearing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are they showing the new ones on HBO Max? Have you looked?
I haven't seen them yet. No,
three new ones on Comedy Central. I'm sure you can watch them on the Comedy Central app.
Oh, okay. Did you watch them?
Yeah.
Is it just as funny?
Yep.
Okay. Bowen, I like the other two this season is pretty funny too.
Yeah, the other two. Yeah, Bo and Yang just showed up for the first time in episode 3 of season 2.
If you only ever saw Bo and Yang on Saturday Night Live, you would never know how funny he is. He's so funny on Nora from Queens. I had no idea he was this funny.
Is that Awkwafina's show, Nora from Queens?
Yeah. Yes.
You think I would like that show?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. You'd hilarious. Like it.
I think
it's got the guy from SVU that you like, or not SVU, but
Dexter. He was the forensic as her dad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And the White Rose. He was the White Rose in freaking Mr. Robot.
Okay.
Mr. Robot.
No, you said Dexter, so I was thinking of the guy that worked in the office with Dexter.
No, the Asian guy.
Yeah, I know the guy who worked in the office with Dexter.
Isn't that the same guy?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
No. BD Wong.
Cut that out of the show, Dustin.
BD Wong.
No, we don't have to cut it out of the show. BD Wong.
BD Wong was the Jurassic Park dude.
Yes.
The doctor in Jurassic Park.
He's also the little helper in The Freshman. Carmine says, one boy.
Wasn't he on one of those Law & Order shows, though?
Yeah, he was on all of them.
He was the psychologist.
Forensic guy. Yeah, psychologist. Yeah. He just showed up from the FBI and said, this is what's wrong with this fellow.
He's hilarious on Nora from Queens. He's such a loser. He does has no job.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that actor.
Lives with his mom.
And he has that New York accent.
Yeah.
All right, I'll check it out. I should have watched it when it came out, but I got a lot of time on my hands.
Season one's on HBO Max, and season two should be coming soon if it's not already.
I saw a trailer for a movie today that I didn't even know was being made, and I'm excited about it. The Eyes of Tammy Faye comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I thought our buddy W. Earl Brown was in that because he went to Canada to make a movie with Cherry Jones, and she's in that Eyes of Tammy Faye, so I thought that that's what he was in, but he's not in that one.
He's playing Tammy Faye, Sarah Paulson.
No, it's Jessica Chastain, I think.
Oh, Sarah Paulson.
This is a Vince Vaughn joint, I think, right? The Eyes of Tammy Faye. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yeah, Andrew Garfield's playing Jim Baker.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him going, oh, that's Spider-Man, isn't it?
Vincent D'Onofrio is playing Jerry Falwell.
All right. Definitely.
That's worth the price of admission.
Yep. And the last story for this show, everyone can see the Matrix Resurrections teaser trailer that they've taken. Somebody took all the teaser clips and put them into one video. Is anyone else excited for this? I mean, didn't the third one wrap it up?
John Wick enters the Matrix.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
He needs to shave the beard.
I think Keanu has an I'm not grooming clause in his contract.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for it only just to see where it's going to go from there, because I mean, I really enjoyed the whole series. Granted, the first one could have been the only one and it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But I thought they did a decent job of making a sequel to that first movie, because that's really all they did was made one sequel and then broke it into two parts, because it was all filmed at the same time and all done at the same time. But it was a little disjointed. I think, probably had a lot to do with the makers of the movie and what they were going through at the time. Now that they're on the other side of that, they may look at everything a little differently and have a little different message. So it'd be interesting to see.
I don't know if I'll go to a theater for it.
And that's how you got to see a movie like that, though, no?
Yeah.
I mean, those movies are made for that. I don't know. Maybe by the time it comes out, everything will be fine. Who knows? I'm not really looking forward to it, though. I see the trailer and it looks like Keanu didn't really give a shit. And I do believe that it's an okay trilogy. The first movie is amazing. And the story is still really solid. And it really starts to fall apart, especially by the third movie. But I like it. It's an interesting universe. So we'll see. I don't know. Probably not.
Which pill do you have to take to not live in this reality anymore?
Red pill.
Red pill. Yeah.
Well, the red pill will take you and put you into the fucking
real world.
The real world. The blue pill is the one you take if you want to just keep eating steak like Joey Pants.
Joey Pants. Yeah.
I want the Joey Pants pill.
Eat a steak. I know it's not real, but I can.
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm going to sell out all my friends.
Oh, so who should I draft? Okay, no, sorry. All right. Well,
I just tried to jump on the draft, and then my computer started, the fan started going crazy, so I had to shut it down.
Yeah, I have two different computers, so I don't fuck everything up. Also, I don't want to detract from the show, so I'll just shut up now. I do need a tight end, though. Steph, any thoughts? Oh, no.
Tight end?
Kyle Pitts, maybe. Anyway. Why don't we take a little break? We'll come back and talk about what we watched and go from there. If you have a commercial or residential construction printing need, we have the hookup for you. The name of the company is LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia, not Athens, Greece. The one in Athens, Greece, they're not going to get it to you on time. But the one in Athens, Georgia has been in business since 2005. Steph knows the guy who runs it. He's a cool cat, and they have super fast turnaround and affordable prices. So if you understand what we're talking about and that is something that you're in the market for, call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
And we're back.
Hey, everybody, I got to do this real quick because I got to go do dad stuff. And it's an emergency because he doesn't like his new formula. So I got to go get him his old formula. And anyway, let's see. What did I watch? I watched Reservation Dogs. I'm all caught up on that show. I went old school on YouTube and found Return to the Planet of the Apes, the 1975 animated series, all 13 episodes. I don't know why, but it was fun to watch. And I watched American Crime Story, the first episode of Impeachment. And boy, that was a lot of fun. And I have a lot to say about it, but I will have to wait. Are you guys going to watch that show?
I will, on your recommendation, I will.
I DVR'd it. I haven't watched it yet.
If you like it, I'll probably watch it. I'll probably try to watch it.
Sarah Paulson's friggin' awesome. Kevin Pollak, who's in it very short amount of time, is really good. The cast is good. And to see Edie Falco playing Hillary Clinton is epic. I'll talk more about it in the future. My staff pick is Once Upon a Time in Queens. That debuts next week, the 14th. It's a two-part ESPN 30 for 30, remembering the 1986 Mets. That would be Gary Carter, Dwight Gooden, Keith Hernandez from Seinfeld, and Bill Buckner's World Series boner that ended up costing the Red Sox the championship and, of course, putting a cap on the Mets season. So that, again, premieres on ESPN on the 14th, followed up on the next night by the second part. All right, guys, I got to go. Thank you for the night. I will talk to you guys very soon.
I watched Ted Lasso, the new one. You guys noping out?
I have noped out, Jeff.
I'm just waiting for them to finish, and then I'll watch all of it at once.
Are you going to binge it all at once?
Yeah. I like the first season was good that way, so yeah, I want to do it the second season.
I watched Vacation Friends. I think Steph recommended that. Did you recommend that, Steph?
I didn't recommend it. I watched it too. I didn't recommend it.
I thought you recommended it. I enjoyed it. It was good. It had, like, the first part of it at least had like a White Lotus kind of vibe to it with the hotel they were at.
It was one of those stilted movies, because I mean, it's really hard to make a comedy funny all the way through anymore. And the first half was really funny. Yeah. And then the second half was okay. But yeah,
that's how I felt about it too. It was worth watching.
Yeah.
I finished Brand New Cherry Flavor.
What'd you think of the end?
It was okay. I left it open for more. If they go grab her out of Brazil or whatever to make the movie, I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm watching season 2 of C on Apple TV. That's the Jason Momoa show.
Is where good?
Everybody's blind. Season 1 was really good. Season 2 has been slow getting off its feet. I think maybe they had to do a lot of COVID protocol or something, because all the characters are separated. So there's only like three actors in the scene at a time.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's got to definitely cut down on your ability to make a show.
But there's some good fights and battles and stuff coming up, which was the cool part of the first season. Only Murders in the Building, number 4. Lots of Tina Fey in that one. Did you guys watch that one?
Not yet.
I'm not up to that one yet.
It's a good one. A lot of Sting, too. Let's see. Oh, I watched the continuation of Billions, season 5.
I haven't got to see. I haven't watched it yet. Don't tell me anything.
I'll just say that Jason Isbell was in it because Dustin likes him.
No, he was. Was he performing on it?
Yeah, he sang a song and then he acted a little bit.
Yeah, he's good for his Scorsese role.
Yeah,
in that Flowers movie that's coming out.
As the previews. Everybody else kind of looks the same as they did in the middle of season 5, except for Giamatti. He looks drastically different.
Well, he shaved a goatee for one thing.
And his hair is super gray.
Yeah, and he lost a lot of hair, but he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he looks totally different.
They have a scene that discusses his new look a little bit with that guy that works with him in the office. He's like, hey, I like what you're doing there. Keep it up, you know, that kind of shit.
Gotcha.
And I watched American Rust. That's that new Jeff Daniels show that's like Mayor of Easttown, but starring Jeff Daniels. And they're not trying to do a Philly accent because it's set on the other side of Pennsylvania, like I guess in the Pittsburgh side.
Mm.
But it's got very Mayor of Easttown vibes to it.
Mm.
And it was good. And more returnee is his love interest.
I like her.
Yeah, and it's pretty good so far. There's only one episode out right now. I'm going to keep watching that. and watched the first three of season four of AP Bio. Still as funny as ever on Peacock. And my staff pick is Why the Last Man on Hulu starts on the 13th.
That's been working on that for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of the creative team like quit and then they had to restart with a whole new bunch of people, but Amber Tamblyn is involved, so there's a whole bunch of like, it's all women actor or all women directors and producers and all kinds of stuff. But I like the story and I like the comic book, so I'm gonna check it out.
I watched Freaky on HBO Max.
What did you think of that? I watched
it. Yeah, I enjoyed that too.
It was pretty good. He was good.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been really good in a movie in a long time. I mean, his directing, his writing and stuff, he's been doing a lot, but as far as his acting goes, this was kind of the first thing I enjoyed of his.
Oh, what about Cell Block 99?
Yes, I was going to say.
That was too. Yeah, but that was like, it was okay. That was good acting. Yes, but it's not.
I know what you mean. It was very quiet. It was a very, yeah.
Yeah. It was very not him, especially not seeing him for a few years before, you know, that came out, because I think he didn't do much for a little while. Been getting his companies and stuff going. But yeah, this one I enjoyed. I mean, I thought at first it was going to be just a straight up Freaky Friday type movie. And then, yeah, it has that flip right there at the beginning. But I liked it. It was a little USA Up All Night kind of feel to it, which was kind of, I couldn't tell if it was trying to be retro or it was just cheesy, but I enjoyed it. Either way, and that's on HBO Max.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun movie to watch.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you kind of threw. That's what I meant by the USA Up All Night. It was kind of like it was something just fun to have on, and you didn't really have to think about it.
Yeah.
Very much. And
like when her friends realized that Vince Vaughn is the girl for real and stuff. It's
well, they instantly like, they're like, oh, okay. They just went with it. Just like all they had to do was, he had to say whatever their little saying was, and that was it. It was kind of like Big that way, you know.
Yeah.
And I also watched, and this would be my staff pick too, The Vault on Netflix. It had Freddie Highmore in it, as well as Liam Cunningham from Liam Cunningham's been in Game of Thrones and everything else. It's one of those movies, I guess it was a Spanish movie, so it had like six different production companies that went along with it. So it was one of those put together international movies, pulling in a couple of Hollywood people, you know, some stars from Spain and everything else to make this movie. And it was a good kind of European Ocean's 11 kind of feel to it. But it also, with Freddie Highmore, he plays pretty much the same character in everything. He's like the savant, that, you know, engineer that can see how everything's made and designed in his head. And so, but I enjoyed it. And it's an big international cast. So it's kind of neat to see some of these actors that are really, really good, but you don't ever see them in any, you know, US stuff. But yeah, it's called The Vault and it is on Netflix.
I watched Untold, The Crime and Punishment. I've loved every single one of these Netflix Untolds. And the Crime and Punishment one, it's too bad Tim's not here, because I knew he would absolutely love this, because this guy, Jimmy Galante.
Just a hockey guy?
Yeah. They say that's who Tony Soprano is based on, is this guy, Jimmy Galante. And when his son was 17, AJ, he bought him a hockey team. Whatever you call it, mid-level.
The Trashers,
the Danbury Trashers team. In Connecticut. Yeah. And this kid, they did it with illegal means, and they paid people more than they were supposed to get, but they put together a team of just fucking savages. And that's what their whole goal was, is they called themselves the Evil Empire, and they just beat the shit out of everybody. And it was, you know, of course, there's a rise and there's a fall. I highly recommend it. It's super entertaining. I do not know how in the world this has not become a series on television, because it absolutely deserves to be a series, at least a movie for that matter. But that was really good. And I finally watched Nobody. Loved it.
Yeah. I knew
God, Odenkirk. It is kind of hard to believe that he had a heart attack because, man, was he in good shape in Nobody. Yeah, he was in such good shape. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen him in that kind of shape. But that was great. And On the Verge, it's a new series on Netflix. Julia Delpy writes, directs. Elizabeth Shue is one of the friends. She's a complete pothead, always like tripping on mushrooms or acid or whatever. And it's kind of like Working Moms, but not. It's more sophisticated, I would say. And Julia Delpy, you know, obviously she slips back and forth into French here and there. And just like her and her friends and middle-aged bullshit. It's pretty good. And my staff pick is BJ Novak. He's got a new show that he's running, created. It's called The Premise. And that's coming out on September 16th on Hulu. And it's an anthology series. So each episode has got different actors and they're all like big names that, you know, every single episode has big names, you know, and most of them are like moral. It's kind of like a scruples show. Every episode has kind of like a scruples theme to it. And not really saying that whatever you choose would be right or wrong here. They just kind of present it and you kind of make your own choice, but it looks really good. It looks funny. So
that makes the title make a lot more sense.
Yeah. The Premise, September 16th on Hulu.
Eric Cowie.
Eric Cowie, 53.
And they're saying it wasn't drugs, right? It was just natural causes on this one. But who knows?
Because he had, he had a lot of drug problems. That was the only thing I saw about this one was the Tiger King himself commenting on it. And he was just talking shit to a corpse, which is just lovely, you know?
I wouldn't expect anything else.
Yeah, I know, right? He was like, I tried to help him. I tried to give him, you know, put him on the straight and narrow. And it was like, he was talking like he had just, you know, given him the world. When I'm sure there was a time he just probably threw a bag of meth and a pipe at him. And I don't know, that was a little low blow, I thought. But yeah, they said they found him in Brooklyn. That's where he's at.
I'm wondering if it was drugs, if he got some bad batch of that shit Michael Williams got, because he died in Brooklyn. Like, what was it, the same night or the night before?
Yeah, that was weird. And it's I wouldn't put that out of the realm of possibility that, you know,
maybe his family saying it's not drugs because he had that past of being an addict.
And he cleaned up. Yeah. Well, that too. I mean, if he was an addict for long enough, that especially if he was doing meth or coke and anything else, that'll run your heart out.
Yeah, well, nobody else dies of this fentanyl bullshit.
No, it's ridiculous.
Why are they doing that? Are they trying to kill their customers?
I've seen posts where people were talking about, you know, most of the time when you cut drugs, you try to expand the amount of drugs. This is not cut that way. They're trying to increase the potency of the existing drugs. But like you were saying earlier, there's such a small amount of it that you can't disperse it through the whole thing. You know, you got a bag of powder, there's going to be a few grains that are going to kill you. It's just a matter of when you get to them. Mm-hmm. Even if you do drugs and you do them, you know, and you think you've got a handle on it, that's something that you can't predict or be, you know.
Well, you would think the fact that they have to wear like triple rubber gloves to even cut it into the bags, if it gets on your skin, it can kill you.
Yeah, it'll absorb through your skin real fast and into your skin. Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand how they can go about cutting it into product and you don't hear stories of dead drug, you know, like labs everywhere. So somebody has to know how to handle it because it's getting here. It's a good deterrent for people not to do drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Unless it's a vaccine. Do a vaccine. Don't do drugs. The first one is Doogie Kamalehoa, MD. This is the Doogie Howser reboot, but it's a female in Hawaii.
Well, wow.
It's on Disney Plus.
Then no. I mean, if it was on HBO, like, and it was rated R, maybe.
I'm gonna snooze because I didn't really care for Doogie Howser.
Doogie Howser.
So yeah, a reboot of something on Disney Plus. Yeah, that's
probably, I liked Vinny Del Pino.
Yeah, his buddy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's news is all around. Wu-Tang, American Saga on Hulu. Steph, you got all about that.
I'm going to give you a views because I've been viewing it. Yeah, and I'll, I do like it. I'll and it's it. Good this season too.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the second season, right? There's already a season out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll use it.
And then Malignant on HBO Max coming soon. This is that James Wan
horror
movie. Okay, I'm in. That's all you had to say. That's all you had to say.
I figured you guys would be views on those, on that one.
Yeah, that one for sure. I'll watch anything Wan does.
Mm-hmm, same.
It looks pretty decent. I haven't watched a lot of his movies, but this new one looks pretty good.
He's got a creepy, messed up mind.
Yeah. So that's views or snooze. I'm going to views it. Tell us about Barkville.
Oh, well, you know, Barkville, what we're doing is we're just kind of picking up where all of humanity is going to hell and mangling dogs. And we're just kind of scooping them up. You know, they throw them out of cars. You know, last night, two drug addicts that didn't die of fentanyl, they beat this German Shepherd with a golf club and broke his leg. And then they raped him in an alley. So now he's a Barkville dog. But this is what's going on in the world, you guys. But Barkville's here.
Jesus Christ.
You hear about those people that tied that dog in the flood? They chained that dog up to like drown in the flood. The cops saved him.
Yeah, he was trapped underneath the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are all people that should die, but they don't. But anyways, so Barkville, we're here. We're trying to make it right, you know? This dog still seems happy. The one who was, you know, completely defiled. And then the other one seems to be all right. The other one, he got hit by a car the other night and his owner just wasn't going to do anything for him. So we took him and we took him to the vet. He ended up passing away anyway, but at least he was comfortable. And he wasn't, because some piece of shit was just going to let him die. But Barkville dog rescued at work.
Throw some barks at him.
I mean, this is what the fuck we're doing, guys. This is what we're doing. Everything you see on the news, all these horrible things, they have animals. These same fucks have animals, and they need help. So that's what we do. So if you want to donate, if you want to foster, if you want to volunteer, if you want to adopt, my boy Barry, he's got a second meet and greet this coming Sunday with a nice young couple. And it's going to be their first dog, and they just bought their first house, and they have a nice fenced in yard, and they seem like two lovely little nerds, and they really liked him when they met him Sunday at Caffeine and Octane. So I'm hoping Mr. Barry will be going to his new home.
Do they have popcorn ceilings?
I don't think so, because they have a new house in Alpharetta, and I don't think they popcorn their ceilings in Alpharetta.
Yeah, they don't let them do that in Alpharetta.
Mm-mm. I got my, this is some Snellville crap I got. But that's us. Barkville Dog Rescue Network.
Keep it canine.
Keep it canine. This is nice.
I've reached out to a couple people. We're going to try and get W. Earl Brown on soon to talk about American Hostage Standoff, which was hilarious. You guys should both watch it.
I'm going to definitely watch it.
I reached out to Chevy Chase's people. He's doing a thing kind of like Pee Wee Herman did, where they show the movie. He's showing Christmas Vacation at the Fox Theater and then doing a Q&A afterwards.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
it's going to be right around the holidays, but I think tickets go on sale this week. So I guess maybe if the tickets don't sell a lot, maybe he'll come on our show and talk about it, try and sell some tickets.
I just want to talk about Fletch. Can we talk about Fletch?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. We can get him, you know, and get him going on some other old stuff, but cross your fingers on that one. I reached out to Bobcat and Dana Gould, whose their comedy special is coming out next month, I think. This is that thing that they taped at the relapse, but then they got in a car crash.
Oh yeah.
And then Tim and I went to the rescheduled one, and they taped that for the special. So I'm hoping we can use the fact that we were in the audience to guilt them into coming on the podcast.
In curry favor.
Yeah.
That's a good angle.
Well, that's maybe who's coming up.
Until next time.
Please remember to
keep it canon.
right. Now we're going to thank all of our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers right here live and then recorded. And then, you know, in a couple of months, we'll do a new one. If you'd like to become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon supporter, you can just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have lots of different levels, lots of different rewards. But the producers, you come in at $25 and up and you get yourself a T-shirt, and then you are an actual producer of the show. So you get credited every single week. And I want to start off with our general managers. Those are people who have been with us 4 years or longer. You guys feel free to jump in on that. We have Mr. Eric Malmstrom.
Oh, yes. He just won our big Barkville prize.
Oh, yeah. What did he win?
$3,000 in recliners.
Pays to listen to Radio Labyrinth and also donate to Barkville. Keith Tate has been with us since October 2016, and so is Eric. Matt Carter has been with us since November of 2016, and Chad Shepard has been with us since October of 2017. That's pretty awesome. Thank you, guys. And Chad Shepard is the gentleman and scholar who had the Redbox troll made into a doll, and then he gave it to me, and I think, and I can't wait to scare my child with it. Are, by the way, these are silly radio things that I came up with. Program directors, if you've been 2 to 3 years, I don't know what I'm at. There was, you got Sean Hall. He's a very awesome dude. He just made a big move. I'm not going to tell you where he moved to, but he just made a big move, and he's loving living in the suburbs, the country life. He's been with us since April of 2018. We also have Mike D, been with us since August of 2018. And John Sutherland, who is another awesome dude. Who had this really cool thing made for me. It's, I drew, Demented Don and the Donalds. Donald Trump is every member of KISS. And he had it put on plexiglass, and it's really cool.
Aww.
And I'm also going to put that in Gil's room, in his crib, so you can look at it. He's been with us since December of 2018. DJ Spit of the Hits for up to 2 years or less. We have Mr. Tim Slayton, who's been around since November of 2019. Brian Smith, who we just saw recently as well out in Conyers, him and him.
Chelsea Dubois.
That's right, Chelsea Dubois. Thank you guys very much. Chris Chandler, who's been around since December of 2020. Todd Ellis, January of 2020. Roby Neely has been around since November of 2019. And you can catch Mr. Roby Neely. You can catch him on our show sometimes. He's on Mike TV. And our most recent, Marty Johnson, who came on board in May of 2021. So thank you very much, Marty Johnson. And I want to throw this out to our assistant producers, Emily Warren and Buck Monterey. Emily's been with us since May of 2018, and Buck Monterey been with us since December of 2017. Thank you all very much for being producers. Again, if you'd like to sign up, you don't have to be a producer. We have all sorts of levels and tiers. Go to
patreon.com/Tim Andrews.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And now back to baby stuff. Please hang up and try again.